Outside the shareholder meeting, people held up signs calling Amazon and Walmart evil twins. Their banners urged the retail giant to pay more in taxes and to drop out of ALEC. Then came the surprising news. Inside the shareholder meeting, Amazon executive Michelle Wilson told investors the company will no longer support ALEC. People clapped and cheered. Outside, protester Christiana Skolman said she was thrilled.
What we're seeing today is an especially huge victory for workers' rights, union groups, and for anybody who wants to take ALEC down.
Other large companies, such as Coca-Cola and Kraft, have reportedly also severed ties with the conservative policy group. Bruce Herbert is chief executive of Newground Social Investment in Seattle. He presented a shareholder proposal to require Amazon to disclose more about its political contributions. The measure failed, but Herbert says the company is becoming more responsive.
There was a very interesting sense of an opening, a beginning of an awareness that I won't say was not present before, but certainly the public display of it was present in a way that I haven't seen before.
Amazon chief executive Jeff Bezos also addressed concerns that the company mistreats warehouse workers. He says Amazon is adding air conditioning in warehouses after news reports of workers suffering through brutal heat. Some shareholders praised the company. Christine Gildow told Bezos she's glad he chose to base Amazon here in Seattle.
We're very fortunate to have a company that's as successful as Amazon with an open ear and willingness to try to make things better.
But protesters say they still want Amazon to pay more in taxes. And as the meeting dispersed, they chanted that they're not giving up. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.